Hello, this is Dr. Linda Martinez-Louis. I'd like to speak with you about children of narcissistic mothers. You deserve to heal and evolve. We are always in the process of evolving. Although we feel the blows and the deep wounds of childhood cruelty and maternal deprivation, especially if we are children of a narcissistic mother. This is one of the greatest challenges in life. There are those who have had that moment of awakening and recognize that their mother is a narcissist. Something deep inside of them stirs and says that they must free themselves of this wound. They are determined to break from the psychological and emotional shackles of the parent who never was. This insight about your narcissistic mother puts you on the path to healing yourself. You are a unique human being, an invaluable one. Although you may share the DNA of your mother and your father and your ancestors, you are not them. You will never be on the face of the earth again. Your special imprint will never appear again, past, present, or future. You have time left to fulfill the evolution of your true original self, the person you were meant to be. Healing often begins with grieving the mother you did not have. You felt like crying, and you feel like crying now. You are infuriated by all of the years of brainwashing, cruelties, put-downs, shamings, constant verbal abuse that has made you wonder if you are to blame. You are not to blame. Always remember this. You didn't ask to be the child of this mother. An aspect of your healing begins with reclaiming yourself. Other members of the family may object to this new road that you are on. What anyone else wants or thinks about you, the parent, or what other siblings think or in-laws does not matter. This is your decision to heal. Individuals heal in different ways. Let yourself cry. Give yourself the solitude and time that it takes to move through this process. Some individuals benefit from formal psychotherapy. If you decide to do this, make sure that you check out therapists who are worthy of being in that role with you and that whom you can trust and respect. Make sure that you interview a couple of them and use your intuition as a guide. There are a number of healing modalities, including gentle hatha yoga, different forms of meditation or praying that works for you. Music is a great healer. Find the music that speaks to you and allows you to go into that calming part of the nervous system, the parasympathetic. Writing spontaneously each day, even if it's few sentences, will also help you get in touch with your true self. And looking into creativity in all of its many forms, you will discover something that appeals to you and that you can use for your healing. Remember, during this process, make no judgments. Look at yourself. Give yourself love and credit for your psychological survival under horrendous childhood circumstances. I have a deep commitment to those who are children of narcissistic mothers. I am amazed by their compassion and kindness and empathy. I am honored by their presence in the world. Keep evolving. There are no limits. Keep loving. Keep giving solace to others as you have all of your life. You will find a dynamic peace and the use of your many creative gifts.